name, your title, and who you're with.
My name is Kevin Stanfill. I am with the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office. I'm the executive liaison for the Homeland Security Bureau.
Kevin, you just gave a presentation to the Florida Fertilizer and Agrochemical Association. Tell us now, on a larger scale, what kind of things are we need to be aware of as an agricultural industry in terms of homeland security?
I think I'm somewhat new to this job, but I think that if you're an individual, you've got to put yourself in the individual's place. If they want to do people harm, they want to hurt people, how are you going to hurt people? The way to make the biggest, baddest bomb is to get ammonium nitrate. The agricultural community has done a great job since Oklahoma City so far as tightening the loop to get ammonium nitrate. Anyway, I mean, I can't go off the street and buy some right now. I can't go to a Home Depot. I can't go to a co-op probably and grab it. How am I going to get it? If I'm a person that has bad intentions and I want to hurt people, I'm going to go to a place where they have it, and I'm going to take it by any means necessary. Because, you know, whether it's my religious, views, or, hey, I'm just some person who wants to do damage, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to get it, because that is the easiest way to make a big bomb that's going to do a lot of damage. I think that we've got to be vigilant in that, hey, you may see a car that you might, okay, is it kids out parking? Is it somebody watching the sunset? Or maybe somebody watching your business. Pick up the phone, call law enforcement. Hey, that's what we're here for. You know, call us, we'll come out, we'll look. If there's nothing to it, there's nothing to it. But, you know, what if the guy's got a camera there? What if he's intending to do people at your business, whether it is your night watchman or one of the people that opens up the business in the morning? What if he's planning on doing them harm so he can get that ammonium nitrate? I think that's one of the things that we've got to look at, that we've got to be diligent about it. And we've got to say, okay, where am I vulnerable? Go and take a look at my vulnerabilities and try to tighten up some.
So whether you're in Palm Beach County, Florida, or you're in Orange County, California, there's a common need probably to be aware of your law enforcement agencies and the local folks in your area before anything even happens. Would you not agree?
Yes, I agree. What we tell everybody is, hey, we don't want to establish a relationship with a fertilizer company or a farmer. We don't want to have to wait until something bad happens. You know, give us a call, or hopefully you've got somebody in a position somewhat like mine that's going to come out and speak to you, give you a business card. And, hey, we get paid salary. It's not a problem to come out there. It's not a problem to look. If there's nothing to it, it's nothing to it. We would rather be safe than sorry. Nobody wants to have one of those uh-oh moments where they said, okay, hey, I wish I would have called. I should have. And I knew something was wrong, but I didn't call. If it's enough that you'd go home and you'd tell your wife about it, something strange kind of happened, then call us. You know, I think that's the kind of the factor that we go by. If you think about it more than once, give us a call and we'll come out and take a look at it. You know?
Well, these are very important issues, especially in today's world. So thank you, Kevin. Appreciate your input.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate it.